Israeli naval forces have once again opened fire on Palestinians fishing on boats off the coast of the Gaza Strip. Eyewitnesses say the Israeli warships shot at the fishermen as they were a few miles away from the Al-Sudania area. The attack caused damage to one of the vessels, but no one was injured. Israel has imposed a limit of 3 nautical miles on fishing in waters off the Gaza shore until August. Israeli forces have frequently targeted Palestinian boats well inside the radius. In the latest incident, a 32-year-old Palestinian fisherman was shot dead, and two others were taken into custody last week. Based on a ceasefire deal between the Hamas and Tel Aviv signed after the 50-day summer war on Gaza, fishermen are allowed to operate within 6 nautical miles from the coast. Jafar Rahmani is a Palestinian author and political analyst who joins us from London to share his thoughts with us on this. Well, Jafar Rahmani, welcome. When we want to take a look at instances like this one, it needs to go further and talk about the siege that has been going on for 7 years, if I've lost count here. I think it's 7 years now, or 8 years, I should say. So what can be done to have the siege lifted, given the fact that Gaza is going to remain unlivable by 2020, and there's other signs of how conditions there are deteriorating on a daily basis?
This is it. How are we going to make Israel answerable for international law? I'm sure people in who know the Oslo Accord know that there is an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian Authority that the territorial water of the shores of Gaza is 20 miles, 20 nautical miles. Israel arbitrarily reduced it to 3. And as you just said, they raised it to 6 after the ceasefire. They keep firing at fishermen. They keep killing them, kidnapping them, towing their boats to Israeli shores. And this is part of an ongoing intimidation and thuggery. How does the international community allow a rogue state like Israel to get away with it? I have no idea. When will the international community live up to its responsibility and adhere to international law? Or Israel over and above international law? It's not only from the sea that they attack Gaza. There was an incursion into Gaza last week on land. Israeli armored vehicles went into Gaza with bulldozers and bulldozed farmland. They want to starve Gaza and the Gazans out of existence.
Thank you very much for that. Jafar Rahmani, Palestinian author and political analyst there from London. Many thanks.